This is Free Talk Live, kicking off another week of fun and excitement. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on that website, and it's all free. That's right. 7 months of archives. We give them away to you right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Fully archived, described, on the house. There's no logging in. We don't ask you for any information. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com.
Hey, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or go to their website, freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So we got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. You can take control of the phones, though, and bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem. That's what Free Talk Live is all about. It's all about what you want it to be. 800-259-5791 is the number. Otherwise, we're going to start with something you brought in here, Johnson, although I will be reading it tonight because, well, our printer's on the fritz.
It's probably better that you read an article anyway because I have a mush mouth.
This one from Montgomery, Alabama. Apparently, all of the problems have been solved in Alabama. So today, the phrase God bless America might just be added to Alabama's already crowded license plates if a bill proposed by a state legislator becomes law.
I have never seen one of them Alabama license plate there. Why are they so crowded?
I don't know. I can't recall either.
There's all kinds of stuff on license plates. And
well,
not
yeah.
much room for anything new. If you put a vanity frame around it, then it gets rid of the state and the
right.
county. And
well, Florida is the only one that has the county written on it. I mean,
really?
Is yeah, that so? Florida and Georgia, actually.
Interesting.
Have the county. Well, I mean, because up north they have like slogans and phrases. Like,
true.
For example,
like,
live free or die.
Mm-hmm.
If
Sunshine
you're in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution State if you're in Connecticut, although, you know, they're. Yeah, exactly. I don't even need to go further about their trampling of the Constitution.
Right. Well, the man in charge here is a Democrat, Steve Hurst. He's pre-filed a bill in the Alabama House that would require most Alabama car types. Oh, I thought it was all. Okay, so most car tags would then be, oh, I see, motorcycle tags and specialty license plates would be exempt. So by default, if you get the regular old Alabama license plate, it will have God Bless America on it if this bill goes through.
If you don't feel like spending the extra $20 or $30 for the whatever vanity plate, you know.
Exactly.
I hope this bill doesn't go through so my taxpayer dollars don't have to go to the... You know, paying the judge when this goes to the Supreme Court,
right? When Michael Newdow gets on this one. According to...
Well, he doesn't live in Alabama.
That's true. According to Mr. Hurst, he got the idea when he saw the words God Bless America on a specialty prisoner of war car tag. He says, I thought, why don't we do the same thing for all the tags in the state of Alabama? That'll let all...
Representative from Texas?
Huh?
The representative
don't they all
Texas?
Talk that way down there?
I'm afraid not.
Well, give me an Alabama accent then, Manwich.
Hey, boy.
Yeah. I think he's right. That accent's everywhere. I mean, you could be from Bakersfield, Alabama. You could be from Oklahoma.
Georgia.
You could be from Georgia. You could be from Alaska. You could be
yeah,
from Texas.
That's true.
The voice is the same, and that's the
There's
only
good
voice.
Old boys all over the place.
It's everywhere.
He said, that'll let all the people in America know that we are a Bible Belt state. Well, isn't that nice? So everybody in, and you know what, normally when the God people are pushing their agendas, they are always very careful to say, oh, this doesn't specify one religion over another, it's just God. Well, here he is saying, this will mean we're a Bible Belt state.
Well, I think they should be part of the Koran Belt state and say, Allah bless America, right on the license plate. Come on, why
just
not?
Like I don't think we should spend any time getting God out of the Pledge of Allegiance or off the dollar bills, I don't think we should put any time into putting God on license plates or anything else.
I think I just mixed religions, by the way, and if I offended anyone, well...
Tough.
Yeah. I think I might be a little bit sorry, just because I don't want to offend anyone's culture, but... Eh.
The legislator, Mr. Hurst, said God Bless America would not replace anything currently on Alabama car tags. State law requires that the phrase Heart of Dixie be on Alabama plates. Well, Heart of Dixie historically appeared at the top of the plates, but then moved to the bottom when the bottom, and then was redesigned as they put Stars Fell on Alabama, which is also a song title at the top. Isn't that interesting? A little
Jeez.
Alabama history for you.
What else can you put on there?
Well, now they want to put God Bless America on,
perhaps
so we'll see what happens.
They'll print the state constitution on there, too. Mention the state bird, the state tree.
If you're in Alabama and you've got comments on this, or if you're outside of Alabama, 800-259-5791, that is toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. I know we've got people in Alabama that that probably feel pretty strongly about this.
One way or the other.
Alabamans.
So with that, we move to the email box. FTL at freetalklive.com is the email address. And this one comes from Carlos, and he's talking about entitlements. He says, entitlements was discussed a few days ago on the show, and I do think that I'm entitled to some things as a U.S. citizen. Some of those things are in part listed in the preamble of the Constitution. And then according to what he understands, he then kind of cites the preamble. He says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. So he thinks that justice is something he's entitled to.
I agree.
To ensure domestic tranquility, he thinks that he's entitled to that as well. And the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. He says, liberty for me and those generations that do follow me. Do ordain and establish the Constitution for the United States of America. So just out of the preamble, I can see that I'm entitled to justice, a peaceful living, and liberty. Obviously, this is my interpretation of what I read, so it doesn't necessarily mean that this is what the framers of the Constitution meant. But even if I'm not 100% on the money here, I do believe that the framers of the Constitution did mean to entitle every U.S. citizen with some rights. All that said, what's your read on entitlements that you find in the United States Constitution?
I've got kind of a unique perspective on this, probably. I think that the framers of the Constitution were entitled to those rights because they were willing to die for them. And unless people are personally willing to defend their rights, then you're entitled to nothing, because for every, you know, for all you want to believe that you're entitled to something, it doesn't matter. Whine about it all you want. But when the government comes down to take your guns away and take away your rights and take away all the things you think you're entitled to, unless you're willing to stand up and act as though you're entitled to them, then you don't have squat.
Absolutely. You only get what you stand up and work for. And to suggest that there even is such a thing as an entitlement means that somebody owes you something, right? Because
right.
if you're entitled to something, then that must mean someone else has to give it to you.
Yeah.
And that's just un-American.
And that's also assuming that people, you know, that someone would have to give you something, but also that someone's just going to leave you alone and not try and take what you already have.
I think that they're entitlements. I mean, you're entitled to those things. It's just that the tyranny of any government is going to grow and grow, and at some point or another is going to take away those things. And you have to fight against that. But you're still entitled to your rights.
Oh, great. So I'm entitled to a constant fight against the state so I can have my little entitlements? Great.
Well,
I'm afraid so.
I think, you know, this is kind of an interesting, I guess, fact of life. In nature, this is kind of, I don't know if I want to go off on this, but you can stop me.
Okay.
In nature, I feel like just life and existence as a whole is a struggle against power. Everything is a power struggle. Animals are struggling for power against predators in different societies, and, you know, even a bee colony, there's power struggles.
Okay.
I mean, just wherever. In nature, animals struggle for power. It's no different in human societies.
Certainly not.
And the way we've made set up our power struggle is we've given all the power to one central authority. No matter what, if we got rid of government, there would still be struggles for power. People would be trying to take things from you, and you'd be trying to get things from other people. That's just the way it works. I mean, there are some people that would try desperately to be left completely alone, but life intervenes.
Indeed, and you're not entitled to be left alone, as nice as that might be.
My point in that whole thing is that would you rather have all the power rest in one huge central authority or have it all spread out so that, you know, those who are trying to take things from you
can only take a very, very little.
Very, very small amount.
That's how I feel about it. Speaking of centralized authority, old George Bush is at it again. And we'll talk about the expanding police state on the way unless you take control of the show. 800-259-5791. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Monday night edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern. You can take control of the phones and bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-5791, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens and dozens of ladies that have sent us their picture. And women of all shapes, sizes, colors, ages are participating in the Shrine. It's not a beauty contest. It exists simply to prove that ladies actually do like and listen to Free Talk Live. In fact, they like the show so much they've taken the time to take a photo specifically for the show. And what that means is they're validating themselves in the photo. That means they're holding up a sign of some sort that references Free Talk Live, perhaps references one of the personalities on the show. That way we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are who they say they are. And so, ladies, if you want to be included in the Shrine, email your picture to ftl@freetalklive.com or get more details at freetalklive.com on the Shrine of Female Listeners. All right, so you take control, 800-259-5791. Otherwise, news out of Washington today, the Bush administration is asking the Supreme Court to throw out a lawsuit
And this particular suit seeks to hold federal agents responsible for driving an upstate New York software company out of business when the owner's husband was mistakenly targeted, whoopsie, in a child porn investigation.
God.
Wow, this, you know, this Bush administration sure do hate social civil liberties, don't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, child porn is certainly a bad thing. I mean, you don't want to be taking pictures. You don't want to force children into sexual positions and take pictures of it. I mean, that's.
But this guy wasn't a child pornographer.
No, that's the problem here. Douglas Hollywood Dreimeyer, an assistant solicitor general, told the judges that a 1946 law limiting lawsuits against the government and its employees was designed to protect the morale of the civil service. So, if you're a government bureaucrat,
why should the civil servants enjoy any more protection than somebody in a private capacity?
Oh, we're not just protecting them. We're protecting their morale.
What about the morale of the private sector?
Poor little civil servants.
Yeah, so if you're a federal government bureaucrat, your job is protected, no matter how sloppy and how shoddy you are at doing your job, whatever that might be, whether you're in the FBI or the CIA, you're protected. You can kill people and blow things up. And
but Ian, they need to be protected. They're like cuddly little teddy bears.
They might feel bad if one of them got in trouble. If one federal agent gets in trouble, it'll hurt the morale of the entire federal government.
We can't persecute them for killing the wrong people and destroying people's lives. That would be wrong. They're just trying to do their job.
It is their job to hurt people
Nazis.
And destroy lives. Now, I can see that it would, in fact, hurt the morale of civil servants. And
well, yeah, in that, we can't get away with everything we were getting away with before.
They do so little now. They could do less than the private sector. They're going to attempt to do even less if they have, the threat of...
So do you think if we hurt their morale, they'll just start committing suicide en masse?
No, they'll sit around and eat more donuts.
Their lives must be horrible with their donut-eating jobs where they sit behind desks and do nothing all day but destroy people's lives.
Well, let's get into the details of this case, because it's an interesting case. The court's being asked to decide the extent of government immunity, and because we know that government has a lot of immunity right now. It's called sovereign immunity, meaning that if they screw it up, they really can't be touched, for the most part. Although it's being challenged right now by Susan and Richard Halleck. They're looking to sue individual customs agents for damaging several computer hard drives and other property seized in a raid. Well, the attorney, the assistant solicitor general, argued that the Hallecks had lost the opportunity to sue the agents because an earlier case they filed against the government was dismissed. Under federal law, there are exceptions to when government employees can be sued individually for wrongdoing. But Hollywood Dreimeyer said, once the government won dismissal of the Halleck's first lawsuit, it shouldn't have to fight the matter all over again while defending the employees.
I'm sorry. The double jeopardy only comes into play if you win the case.
But, you know, I want to bring up a point real quick, because I just think that, what do you think that the chances are of this? You know, it seems like with this particular example, that's child pornography, like the government agents involved were trying to protect people. But my general feeling on this, and I don't know whether or not it mentions anything in the article, but I can make a bet that I think that the government agents that were raiding this guy's house were probably hoping that when they did find this, you know, the porn site, or if they did find the porn site, that there would be a bunch of money to confiscate. Not just porn, but money. Because it was a business. It was a child pornography business that they were trying to raid. I have the feeling that I bet if there were no money involved, the government agents wouldn't have been there.
I'm not so sure I agree. I mean, I think that child porn is something that everybody wants to see stopped, and civil servants want to see it stopped just as much as anyone else.
Yeah, they do have a tendency to sniff out the dollars, though, and that's...
Right.
That's
I'm sure there are lots and lots of child porn sites that they're sniffing around, but I'm sure they go after the ones that they think have money.
Indeed. Well, in June 2000, customs agents learned about a website that was being used to display child porn. A trace of the credit card used to the site's used to pay the site subscription fee led the agents to Richard Halleck's home. And what the agents didn't know was that, and they apparently didn't bother to check on, was that Halleck had been the victim of an identity theft only a few months before.
Now, this is where it gets really ridiculous. I mean, how many people in the United States have their identities stolen?
Lots of them.
Every day.
I don't know, but I would guess thousands.
Hundreds of thousands of identities get lost in certain news stories. I mean, yeah, I've seen several of them. And Well, you'd think this would be the first thing they checked.
I mean, there's probably three or four articles every month where hundreds of thousands of IDs are stolen from some airline or some government database,
right,
or some contract, you know, like government contractor or some, you know, it's all over the place. Huge businesses losing huge amounts of data and databases to hackers and crackers and
So here's what they did. They found this child porn site. They traced the credit card number and they found Richard Halleck. So they went to his house, busted in, see probably a no-knock raid, although it doesn't describe it here, seized the computers, software design files, software programming codes, client files, and all the other material, all of which belonged to Ferncliff Associates, a computer software company owned by Halleck's wife, Susan, through which Richard Halleck developed and sold software. So they took his business. They went into his house and took this man's business. I mean, when you're a carpenter, your tools are hammers and nails and, you know, Dremel saws and all those sorts of things. Well,
he was a software engineer. He obviously must have been a pornographer. I mean, he did computers for a living.
When you're a computer programmer, your tool is your keyboard, your mouse, and your computer, and the files on the hard drive. Several months later, after the investigation was closed and the feds couldn't even bring a single charge against Mr. Halleck, when the Halleck's computers were returned, the equipment was damaged beyond repair.
What
did they do to it? I mean, how is it that you damage a computer beyond repair? Those hard drives are pretty sturdy. You don't have to take a, you know, a hammer or a blowtorch or something like that to a hard drive to really make it so you can't get data out of it again.
I don't know. To make a computer damaged beyond repair, though, I mean, it depends on whether or not the guy had, you know, what knowledge he had of computers. I mean, if he was a software engineer, he might not have known hardware very much, and repairs might have been too costly.
True,
but it might have been better to just claim that the computers are damaged beyond repair.
Well, seriously, though, I mean,
I can't imagine what they would have done to it.
You know, these guys were in there ripping hard drives out so that they could examine the hard drive, you know, the data on the hard drives and just going all willy-nilly. I mean,
who knows? Maybe they're just throwing them around the office. Maybe they were angry because they didn't find anything.
I don't know.
Maybe they wanted to get back at Mr. Halleck for hiding all of his child porn before they came and raided his house. Well, anyway, the Halleck's asked repeatedly over the years for copies of the hard drives that the Justice Department said the agents had made. They said, oh, yeah, our agents copied your hard drives, but they wouldn't give them up. What's up with that?
Maybe damage to beyond repair just meant erased.
More Free Talk Live coming up. Your show, Free Talk Live, take control.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to AssetProtectionTeam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. Anything goes, as always. You take control of the phones, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got updates if you want to be the in on the inside. If you want to know what's going on with Free Talk Live and know it first, get on the updates list. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything else at freetalklive.com, it is totally free.
And I recommend that because that's a good list to be on if you want to be in the know about what's most recently happening with the show. And you can, you know, find out. You can get announcements and kind of be an insider. You can be a Free Talk Live insider.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Kayleen because ladies come first on Free Talk Live. Kayleen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich and Johnson. Hello.
Hello, you sexy guys.
Hey.
Hello, you sexy lady.
Ooh. Whoa.
Well, I just kind of want to talk about a few minor things. First of all, there's more than a couple of states that have the county on the license plate. Idaho's one of them.
Okay.
Because I grew up in Idaho.
Oh, there you go.
You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live, Kaylee.
And also, you know what? I was reading Ron Paul's website tonight.
Yes, Ron Paul. Ron Paul, the...
Dr. No.
Right, the token libertarian in Congress.
I am telling you. You know what? I think Dr. No needs to move to New Hampshire.
I don't think he's going to be doing that. I think somebody's actually approached him with that, and he's kind of comfy in Texas. But I think it'd be great if he did.
Yeah.
I mean, he wins over and over again.
Maybe we shouldn't, like, clone Dr. No and move some of his clones to New Hampshire because he's just so great.
The other problem is I wouldn't want to see him move to New Hampshire right away because if he did, he'd have to leave government and then get back in. Now he's in. He's entrenched.
Right.
Let's keep him there.
And he keeps getting reelected. I mean, you think somebody that takes principal positions on all the issues, you know, he's against the war on drugs, he's a real libertarian, even though he calls himself a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why they call him Dr. No is because every issue that comes across that he can vote on that is unconstitutional, he will vote no, which means he's voting no 99.9% of the time.
Yeah. Gotta love a guy.
That's the great thing about principled libertarians, though, is you don't need to clone them. They all have the same principles, pretty much.
As for identity theft, guess how most of it happens? Socialist slave numbers.
Really?
Let's see.
What would that be?
That'd be the Social Security number.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now when you say how it happens, what do you mean?
A couple years ago, I was looking on some genealogy website about my family's last name. And my mother, who died in 1997, her name and her social security number was on there, on this website for everybody to see.
Well, it was retired by that point. Maybe that's why they put it up there.
But somebody could still use that for identity theft and say, well, you know, my name's Kathleen. Well, I'm not going to say the last name, but... It's insane.
And just use her old number. Yeah, I mean, it's not difficult to get your hands on Social Security numbers if you work in the cable industry. I mean, the cable companies are always asking for your Social Security number. The phone industry. I mean, anybody that runs a credit check gets your Social Security number. So they're all over the place.
Number.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's funny about Social Security is that, you know, the very name of it kind of describes what the system is all about. And the system is all about antisocial people who want to take your money from you at gunpoint because they're insecure.
Absolutely.
Pretty much. Kayleen, great call. Thank you,
thank
as
you.
Always. 800-259-5791. And speaking of the free state, since she mentioned it, we're going to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
There's actually some pretty neat things going on up there in regards to the Social Security number, right, Dave? I mean, you guys just finished up a very successful Social Security card burning.
Yeah, I just showed up at the Social Security card office and burned our Social Security cards.
And actually, the coolest thing about it is, as time goes on, more and more interesting activists are moving into the state. So a year ago, this Social Security card burn wouldn't have been quite as big as it was this year because of one factor. And that was, there was a guy named Roger that showed up, like, with professional DV cam, like a professional DV cam, and he took the footage back and he did some editing on it. And so there's like a nice little 5-minute clip of various different parts of the Social Security card burning that has been floating all around the internet because this guy took the time as an activist in New Hampshire, a liberty activist, to put together this clip and just distribute it all over the internet, which is awesome.
Dave, let me ask you this. Are fireworks legal in New Hampshire?
Yes, and in fact, that may be one of our future projects. We've been talking about stationing people along the Massachusetts border with firearms and signs that say Massachusetts police are not welcome.
I asked about fireworks.
I'm talking about fireworks. They come across the border and mess with our right to, they try to catch Massachusetts residents in the act of buying fireworks. And they come across our border and do it inside New Hampshire.
That's
so we
not
thought
right.
It would be fun to have, for visual purposes more than anything else, armed people along the border with anti-Massachusetts signs. And normally I don't think you should be armed at protests just because, unless it's related to guns, because, you want to win over everybody. But we don't want to win over the Massachusetts police.
No, certainly not. So what's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Well, the thing I was going to bring up is something I normally don't get to talk about that much, and I guess it's because the legislature is out of session. But now with the legislature starting to come back into session, we're starting to hear about bills that are coming up. And I was just thrilled to hear something on a Boston TV station last night that a Democrat state rep, of all people, has sponsored a bill that will make it legal for 18-year-olds to drink if they're in the military.
That's a step in the right direction.
It is a step in the right direction, man. But the fun thing about it, the most unusual thing, was that it came from a Democrat. It's been a while since I've been able to look around and see a Democrat doing something that was important for freedom.
I'm a little concerned, though, that it might actually encourage people to join the military.
So, wait, are we progressing 50 years into the past? I mean, is that...
What do you mean by that, Johnson?
Well, didn't we already have this at one point in our country?
Yes.
What, an 18-year-old drinking age,
yeah,
or only for military?
An 18-year-old drinking age for military personnel.
I believe we did.
So we're just basically getting back freedoms that we lost.
Right. It was still, at least, we'd be the only state to have that. It'd be better than nothing.
Yeah, sure.
And better than the other 49. So I think it's great.
I think it'd be interesting to ask that particular rep as to why it is that he just chose that angle on it. Why not just make the point that if you're old enough to die, you're old enough to drink, and just do it across the board, reducing the drinking age from 21 to 18. I mean, north of New Hampshire and Canada, we were talking about this last week on the show, the drinking age is 18 all throughout most of Canada.
I don't think that he'd get the same support from his constituency because they would lose all those federal road funding dollars if they...
he'd get support from a bunch of 18-year-olds, that's for darn sure.
Yeah, who don't vote.
The ideal bill in New Hampshire either is one that has propaganda value or it's one that can get through. And I think the guy's trying to get this one through.
It's true.
If you'd have propaganda value if you had a bill that said everybody could drink and it was just up to the parents to decide for 18-year-olds, that would have great propaganda value, but it would never get through. This bill, it probably has, as good a chance as you would expect a bill to, to get through. So...
Very good. And, I had the reason why I asked you before, by the way, about the fireworks is because next year I think that you guys, what you need to do is instead of just burning the Social Security cards, I think you guys need to blow them up. It would be more dramatic.
Right on, Dave. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the update. 800-259-5791. So he says that right now a bill to eliminate the drinking age wouldn't make it through, but I think it could maybe in about 5 or 10 more years.
Yeah. How about we burn the Social Security cards and then blow up the ashes?
Good times. Good times. I look forward to it. In fact, I look forward to participating in the next Social Security card burning because I think it's going to turn into a yearly event up there in New Hampshire. More coming up. You take control of the show. 800-259-5791. Question about the free market next. It's Free Talk Live.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control. 800-259-5791 if you want to. Bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. We've got live streams there. The broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version. Both of them at your command. Go get them. FreeTalkLive.com. And the email address is always available for you 24 hours a day. FTL@FreeTalkLive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails, but we might. This one came in from Matthew. Says, I work on a college campus, and I was eating lunch at the cafeteria today. I realized that one company owns every eatery on the campus. Basically, the university signed a contract with this company, and they're the only people allowed to offer food on the campus.
Chartwell's.
So, no competition, no free market. That means mediocre food at high prices.
Yeah.
And I realized that I'm free to take my own lunch to work and not to support the business if I don't like their service, but it got me thinking about what the free market solution might be to monopolies. How do you ensure competition in a free market? What can be done in a free market in regards to antitrust? Should government ever interfere when a company artificially creates a monopoly? Well, you know, it's an interesting question. He's got a few interesting questions. They're not entirely on base. Let's start with the last one, I think. Should government ever interfere when a company artificially creates a monopoly?
No such thing.
Well, it's impossible. I mean, it is virtually impossible, if not impossible, for a monopoly to be created in a free market. What you're describing, Matthew, is just property rights. Now, yeah, we could get into the fact that your school is probably owned by the state, and that kind of throws things. But let's presume your school is totally 100% privately owned. Okay, that's their property. And they can put whatever restaurants that they want to. They can hire whoever they want to provide their food services. They could turn it open to the market and allow Subway and McDonald's to come on their campus and build if they wanted to.
They feel they're getting the best deal from probably Chartwell. That's the reason why I said that, is okay. Because they tend to be the biggest company for owning all these little school cafeterias and whatnot. But, you know, they feel that they're getting the best deal from that. If these fast food companies were to offer them a better deal and students were to express a huge desire that they'd be willing to pay more, mm-hmm. and somehow the school would benefit from there being fast food and whatever other companies, then I'm sure the school would have second thoughts.
Right.
If it's not a state-owned school, because if it's state-owned, well, the government doesn't really react to market forces
they don't
so
care.
Much. They just don't care.
Yeah.
School bureaucracies aren't a heck of a lot more responsive than a government.
Private school bureaucracies are a lot more responsive than public schools.
Absolutely.
A lot more responsive. Coming from, you know, a person who has gone to a public school and private schools and interacted with people who have gone to both over the course of my life, private schools react so much faster to that type of thing. It's ridiculous.
You don't want to make your clients angry. And
mainly because private schools are a lot smaller, too. I mean, in general.
Well, yeah, one student, losing one student could really hurt a private school.
Right.
Especially
because also it's a huge amount of money.
In the case of what you're describing, Matthew, you're not describing a monopoly. You're just describing somebody's property and what they've decided to do with it. You can go off campus and go get food from anywhere you want to. And as he pointed out, he can always bring his own lunch. In fact, that actually helps keep the food on campus decent.
Yeah,
because
that's the only market effect that's currently working there.
Right. They know on campus, they know that you could very easily go a mile down the road off of campus and go to any old fast food restaurant that you want to, or go down to the grocery store. So the market forces are still keeping them in check. In fact, the college food that I've eaten has been pretty good. I mean, at a few colleges that I've actually gone to, it's been actually shockingly decent. I mean, it certainly isn't of the quality of high school food. Now, that's bad. Now, and the high school food is bad because the high school kids
aren't allowed to leave.
Right. They're kind of captives for 8 hours a day. And then I think usually when you get up to maybe senior year, they sometimes at some schools will allow you to leave campus for lunch.
Right.
But for the most part, you're a captive audience. So who cares? We'll feed you that square pizza with the little chunk pepperoni bites on it. Terrible stuff.
Bits of meat.
Right. So let's go to his other questions here. How do you ensure competition in a free market? There's no need to ensure it. You just let the market be free, and competition results naturally.
Yeah. Competition in the market and the market are synonymous.
Yeah. You don't have to ensure anything. I mean, the whole word ensure makes it sound like there's some sort of overseer on the free market, when in fact everybody oversees the free market. You and I make decisions individually on what's right for us, and we will go with whoever's giving us the best value.
The important point that you need to make, though, and you need to ensure that he understands, is that in a free market, without the aid of a government, a company is completely incapable of forcing anyone to do anything.
Mm.
With the aid of government, suddenly they're able to bring in thugs with guns. You know, or not necessarily directly thugs with guns, but there's always that ever-present threat.
Well, the worst part of the worst manifestation of what you're talking about is subsidies, where a company is failing, they can't sell their products, they can't get you to come through their door voluntarily, so they go to the government and they say, "Oh, we're hurting.
I don't necessarily
please give us some money."
I mean, I think that that's definitely a huge thing, but I don't think that that's necessarily the biggest aspect. I think that also there are things where, for example, you know, citizens don't want something in the area, or there are other, you know, other businesses or whatnot, and the government can use either
you're talking about preventive
eminent domain or
right.
zoning laws or whatever other just insidious methods to affect the market.
I see. You're talking about when the government actually might prevent certain businesses from being built, and that's definitely an effect.
Right, and they're able to make laws that make it, you know, regulations and laws that make it harder for one end of the market or the other to just have free business.
So if you're concerned about antitrust, the only thing you can do to prevent monopolies is get the government out of business and get the government out of your life, period. 800-259-5791. This is your show. You take control. Antitrust. Is it possible for a monopoly to exist under a free marketplace? Not at all. In fact, there's a few different levels of monopoly status. We can explore that coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
It's time to wake up and reverse fatigue. Modern day fatigue has gotten so bad that numerous cups of coffee, napping, and a good night's sleep aren't doing the trick. Well, now there's a homeopathic remedy for fatigue called Torox, and it's brought to you by your trusted nutritional provider, the Allergy Research Group. In small clinical studies, over 90% of patients with moderate to severe fatigue experienced a reduction in fatigue. From our observations, Torox appears to be effective for fatigue associated with a variety of causes. Because Torox is homeopathic, it contains no pesticides or toxic metals. Torox's active ingredient is carbobenzoxybeta-alanyltaurine, or COBAT, which is an amino acid derivative. Torox has undergone considerable basic chemical testing and has been found to be an extremely useful homeopathic product. Backed by GCN's own Dr. Deagle, Torox can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRIMedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. We're in the midst of an email. This one came in from Matthew. And he's kind of a little confused on the whole idea of monopolies and the free market and whether or not the free market would allow monopolies to exist. The answer is no. Only government control can allow monopolies to exist. And there's actually kind of a few different layers of monopoly status. Well, the first layer you have, and this is according to Dr. Mary Ruart, the first layer you have is licensing. Now, that's not monopoly, but it's a restricted marketplace. So, for instance, when you need a license to become a tile layer, a tile man, or whatever they call themselves, that is automatically constricting the supply of potential tile people out there. Yeah, you can hire somebody to do your tile work under the table if they're not licensed, but that first layer of government aggression, licensing, constricts the availability of the service.
Also, in monopolies, the other thing that needs to be remembered about a libertarian society is that libertarians are all about force and where force comes from, flows, goes to, or does not come from. Licensing, force. It's force. It's a form of force. You can't do this. We're going to force you to not do this if you don't have a license.
Right.
If you're a monopoly, we're going to force our competition out of business.
If you want to see the force, go open up a restaurant in a strip mall without getting any licenses and wait and see what happens.
Libertarians, in a libertarian society, the only laws on the books would be preventing people from enacting force upon one another.
Now, one could say that the licensing's coming into play currently with probably the closest thing we have to a monopoly going now, which would be Microsoft. Microsoft has a large control over the marketplace, and they have it because of the patents that have been given on Windows.
Well, they also have it because their software is just more easy to use, and
it's not as easy to use as Apple's was, and they took their operating software from, you know, basically Windows is Apple's original operating software. They had DOS and Apple, and it was totally different. And then Windows is an adaptation of that, and then they put all these patents on top. Hmm. So, I mean, currently, what you would see a larger amount of competition in the marketplace if it wasn't for these patents.
I think you're oversimplifying that. I mean, there's not licensing involved with operating systems, so it's not even a restricted marketplace, really. You could go out and start Manwich OS if you wanted to tomorrow, man.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to make it look like Windows.
No, but you could. I don't think Microsoft has patents on the GUI concept, do they?
No, not at all.
No.
Linux has its own, you know, X Windows interface. It's even called X Windows. You know, there's also Lindows, which is a Linux-based Windows version.
Yeah, they don't have a
Macintosh
patent.
Macintosh has its own operating system, which was stolen from them by Microsoft. That's a fact. You know, Microsoft.
The idea was certainly lifted.
The idea, the very idea for a graphical user interface was taken from Steve Jobs.
Well, didn't he take it from Xerox back in the day? I mean, everybody's
exactly.
always borrowing good ideas.
Yep.
I mean, that's what the radio business does every day. They borrow good ideas all the time.
Yeah, and, you know, there's nothing really new anywhere anymore. I mean, all ideas, you know, whether or not you even think you're doing it consciously, you learned things in your life, and anything that you do is a stolen idea somehow, in some form or another.
So the first layer of aggression is licensing. That's where you're locking out certain people from a particular business. That's the government that does that. But there's three more layers of aggression, and we'll explain those coming up in hour number two. This is your show. You can take control. 800-259-5791. Hour two coming up. It's your show. Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you run...